A special State House Finance Subcommittee opened hearings today on a bill to continue to expand a program offering tax incentives for production companies making movies in Alaska. Anchorage Democrat Johnny Ellis sponsored the bill that passed the Senate with no opposition. He said the state subsidizes other industries and told the subcommittee that the goal is to diversify the state's economy.
This was not my idea. It came from the private sector businesses here in Alaska, large and small, who see an opportunity to do, not to recreate Hollywood in Alaska, but to have a small, incremental, sustainable effort in this exciting new industry.
Currently, movie and television producers can get up to 44% of their production costs as transferable tax credits. The current law also allows the state to issue $100 million in credits every year. The Alaska Film Office says it has qualified 77 productions and set aside $67 million in credits. SB 23 would increase industry participation by allowing $200 million in credits. Juanetta Ayers, the state's Director of Economic Development, says 41 of the productions on the books right now are for nonfiction television programs, 21 are for feature films, with the rest described primarily as commercials, documentaries, or fictional TV. She said one of the goals is to have productions that focus on Alaska actually made in Alaska.
There are a number of Alaska-centric productions that have looked at Alaska, but we need to actively pursue those to make sure that we win some of the productions that have such specific content, such specific stories to Alaska, that it really would be very disheartening to see them choose other locations over Alaska.
As an example, Ellis mentioned a film called The Cruelest Mile about the Iditarod that has scouted several locations in the state but has not agreed to shoot here. Ellis said the movie still could be shot in Romania or British Columbia. The bill will come up again next Tuesday before the subcommittee.